This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, dude? I'm doing good.
Thanks for having me today.
Of course. So a lot of things to be stoked about. I've been listening to Pelago front to back since it came out. I can't find a song that I don't like. It's a good sign, right?
I hope so, man. That's the goal, and it's been very cool to hear people's favorites, and a lot of them are different. And it was really fun to get to make it, and I'm just really proud of it, and glad that it seems like it's gotten a really good response.
Yeah, I would say, especially from the beginning, like, so let's start with the first one, Pass It On, right? I mean, it's just super fun, and I don't know if I did the TikTok video right.
You did it great. When they ask you to do that, you know, your team asks you to do a video like that, you don't exactly see what it's going to end up being like. But it was fun to see everybody like doing it together, and that's a cool. That is a cool co-write. It's with Marin and Hardy. And, it was the song was originally, I think we were aiming at Marin's album. It didn't quite seem like something that would fit. And so, Michael sang the demo, and I ended up putting on my record. So just a fun day and a great way to kick off an album.
I was, I know the last time we talked, I know you guys, you said you admitted that you'd probably never be good at TikTok, but the views are pretty good on the last few. I was saying I screwed it up because I got like, I added mine to it and I got like 50 views, and I saw you guys were up to like 340,000. So I'm like, I think I messed that up a little bit somehow.
No, man. Hey, it all counts. So, that's the, promoting, it's just weird. Album promotion now is so different than it was even 5 years ago. So,
right.
But it gives you a chance to like really get your music in front of people that otherwise you probably, I'm a 35-year-old guy in Nashville, Tennessee, right? So it's been fun to like kind of have the opportunity to reach an audience that, a guy sitting at his house probably can't do. Somebody who can't tour as much as he wants to in the last year, somebody who can't see every radio station the way that he wants to.
Yeah.
Can still reach people through, just passing some sunglasses across the screen.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much, man.
You just joined the 35 club with me.
Dude, how old do you feel?
How old do I feel?
Yeah.
I don't think I feel 35. I still feel like I'm a kid, and I think I act like a kid a lot as well. So what about you?
I feel exactly the same way. Like, wait a minute, it's just a number. I feel the same. So but it's been it was cool to have a birthday with Marin, and it's been a cool couple weeks, just album birthday. It's been really exhausting, but it's been really fun.
And I know we say we act like kids still even at 35, but as a new dad as well, that kind of makes you're like, once that happens, you're like, okay, I am an adult, right? When you have kids, now you're finally like, this is real now.
Yeah, and it's been so fun. I can't imagine not having Hayes around. You kind of remember like what you did before, and it's not that important anymore. It's kind of fun to have somebody to come home to, and we've really loved all of that.
What's your favorite thing about his age right now? What is he like, one and a half now, or?
Yeah, he's one and a half. He's just really expressive, and he's clever. You can tell he's clever, and he really does like soak up anything you say to him. He's not super verbal. He's kind of a quiet kid, but he definitely knows. You can tell that he's like processing a lot right now, and it's fun to watch the wheels like kind of come online.
Right. I would say our son Emmett, he's 2.5 now, and it's hard not to like try to, if you have friends or family with kids of the same age, you're always like, all right, what are they doing, or what were they doing at this age?
Sure.
But our son was super quiet for a while too. And then all of a sudden it was like a switch when he turned 2, and he's just like having full conversations now. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. So I don't know if Hayes is getting a brother or a sister, but we live really close to my niece and nephew. My brother lives down the road from us. And, so he's around them almost every day. And it's funny to watch sort of them. They're all sort of same age. So it's funny to watch them sort of grow differently and develop at different rates. And he's a good little kid, man. He's good on the bus. He's good on the boat. So he'll be fine.
Do you feel like, as you now, you know, kind of, you know, they say you see the world, or you watch the world, kind of try to watch it through their eyes, as they see everything is the first time they're seeing everything, right? So has it like changed your perception and maybe influenced your songwriting a little bit?
I think it's just made me more serious as a songwriter, just to make like when I get an opportunity to write, it has to count, just because it's not just me playing around anymore. It's definitely this is how we make a living. So that's how it's sort of changed my focus. I think Marin's had a lot more inspiration from it as far as like content for songs. And that's been fun to watch. But, you know, for me, it was more like, oh my gosh, I'm responsible for somebody. I got to make this actually work. So I think a lot of dads have that moment when they have a kid for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, okay, now I gotta make this count, and I'm responsible for another human for at least 20 years. Well, now in today's age, they'll probably live at home till they're 35.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's out of here when it's time, he's gone.
Are you doing that? My dad always said 18 and out. That was his. He's like, I moved out of the house when I was 17. He's like, 18 and out. That's what he always said. But he, you know, I think as all dads, you're like, I still came back home after college for a little bit before I moved back out again.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you gotta, every kid needs something different, you know? So
yeah,
we'll see. We'll finish the job. That's what we're going to do.
Right. There's a lot of, I thought it was really cool that there's a lot of like Michigan mentions in here, because that's where you're from, and just that Midwest mentality, I call it. I think it's like, you know, work hard, play hard type of thing. How did growing up in Michigan, like, how do you think that helped your success in Nashville?
Well, I just feel like I wanted the place that I write songs about to be represented in my music, and that's a lot of West Michigan. It's a lot of Chicago. The when I go tour the Midwest, I feel like those are my people, just because that's where I'm from. And so I think it means a lot to people to hear themselves represented in the music they love. We have a lot of South in country music, right? A lot of Georgia boys, which I love living in the South. We make our home here, and I've lived here for a long time, been doing this almost 10 years professionally now. So but it is, I mean, I have always kind of made a conscious choice to make sure that I get the places that are important to me and that are a part of my story in my music.
And is that where part of the title came from, Pelago?
I needed to rhyme with Chicago in the song Coast, which also name drops, it name checks Michigan too. But and I thought it was sort of a placeholder word, and it ended up, you know, meaning something that was very specific to this album, and it means open sea, or it means overwhelming passion. And I thought that was such a cool umbrella for these songs to live under.
Absolutely. I think, and it's funny too, because I was like doing some research on the album. If you Google Pelago, there's actually not a whole lot of information on what that is. So we have to, we have to ask you to define it.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's good. And no one's come after me yet. So I don't think I've gotten it totally wrong.
Right. And you said open sea, right?
It means open sea in Italian or Latin. And it also means overwhelming passion, depending on how you do it.
And that's one of your biggest passions, right? Is being on the water.
Yeah, I have a few, feel good summer songs on here, and then a lot of like relationship songs too. The album, the sequencing has like a relationship arc. It has a story sort of attached to it, and so I just thought that it was an album title that would catch people's eye, and at the same time, really like sort of serve this collection of songs.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it, when you listen to it, it does. It's very, like you said, like that summer love, reminiscent type of thing. Like it all kind of brings back these memories of like, you know, you, kind of your childhood or your adolescent years and your first girlfriends and this and that. I don't know how to describe it. Almost, it's just you have a really good way of making a song bring you back. Like even no matter what the context of it is.
I think that what we do best in Nashville and in country music is nostalgia. I mean, it's one of those things that we kind of have cornered here. And I think that like, as a kid growing up in Kalamazoo, Michigan, I have that story of like every spring break, my dad would pack up the van and we'd drive it to Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And that's a pretty, I mean, I know a lot of people, that's their story from up north. And so the Gulf is a big part of my music too. And yeah, looking back on just old relationships or things about growing up that were special. I mean, we're really good at that. And that's something that's always been a big part of my writing. And it's a huge part of this album too.
What, when you talk about first writing too, and when you got your first big song cut by an artist, who was it and what was that like when you got the news that that person was going to cut one of your songs?
I was actually on the way to a writer's retreat in Orange Beach, Alabama. So I was going to the ocean, and I got a call from my publisher saying that Jake Owen was going to cut one of our songs. It was my first cut ever. And yeah, I mean, Jake has been a massive supporter of me ever since then, and I've seen him do it with other people too. He takes young guys under his wing quite a bit, and just is nothing but encouraging. He doesn't necessarily do anything, but he'll let them sort of be around that ecosystem and kind of see how it works, and that's so valuable. And he did that with me, and you know, it's just a really cool part of my story. And I've had a lot of success writing songs for other people and been really lucky to have that in the last few years. But yeah, it's very cool to tell that story about Jake. And he's always just been such a good friend to me.
Yeah. Good. Good. Did you ever feel like, did you always have the itch to be the artist though? Or were you kind of cool at first starting with just being the songwriter? Cause I know a lot of people just stick to songwriting and they don't really want to be in the spotlight.
Yeah, I did not want that. And honestly, I struggle with it still. I'm not very good at the public facing part of this. It's not something that comes supernatural to me, naturally to me. I really do, you know, the writing thing is something that you can be creative at 100% of the time. And the artist part of this is a lot of 90% has nothing to do with music. So I just really, it took a second to get to convince myself to kind of go for it. And when I, you know, it's been something I've had to learn, and I feel comfortable with where I'm at now. I love the little career that I've carved out, and I love getting to work with Marin, and I love this album, and the things that I love about it are so fun that it makes the hard parts just so much easier to deal with, I suppose.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't really imagine doing one without the other at this point, maybe someday. But right now I just love that I don't have to pick between the two.
Well, if anyone has ever seen you perform on stage, I don't think anyone would go, oh, he looks like he struggles with being in front of people. Cause dude, you look very comfortable, I would say.
Well, hey, it's taken a while to get to that point. And you know, I've gone through versions of my live show where, you know, you're trying to be something that you're not, and it's, the crowd can tell. So, you know, for me, a big step was just putting the guitar back on and just playing songs like you were, I don't know, just playing them like you're in your garage when you're in high school, just turning your electric guitar up and seeing what happens. So,
right.
I mean, the live music thing is not an easy thing to learn how to do. And people who are naturally gifted at that, I'm always jealous of. Someone like Russell Dickerson, who's just, he's just an animal on stage, and he's always been that way. And it's just amazing to watch. And I remember like being on tour with Russ and thinking, I want to be that good. I know I can't do that, but I want to be that good. So I had to figure out like how I had to, like what I had to do to kind of come across effectively and be true to my songs and myself. And I love where we're at right now. I think that our band is great. I hope people come out to this tour that we're doing. We're coming through Detroit, and it's been really fun to kind of just massage that into something that's really, I think, a special night.
Yeah. Is there, you mentioned Jake Owen a little bit earlier and how he kind of helped you along, is you know, I know he looks out for a lot of new artists. Is there anybody that you kind of been listening to lately that's newer that you think is kind of on that path? Anyone we should look out for?
I think the two people I'm bringing out on this tour are incredibly talented, and they're very different. Morgan Wade, who's I guess she's on the same label as me now, but Sadler Vaden made her album, and I just love the songwriting. I just think it's an incredible album, and she is incredibly talented, and I'm thrilled about her record. And then this new guy, Connor Smith, that works a little with TR. I get to write a lot with him, but I think he's gonna figure it out too. I just love his attitude, and I think he's a great songwriter. And so those two, they're the reason that I wanted to have him out on tour with me. And Lily Rose, too, I think is a really special new artist. And she just put out her first full length and got engaged. And so I'm proud of her. And yeah, I mean, there's tons of talent in Nashville. They're never going to be, there's never going to be a lack of new talent here. That's for sure.
Yeah, they're not hurting for it. Yeah, shout out to Morgan Wade. I got her.
Oh, yeah. Love
hat
it.
On that they sent over. So
yeah, you guys should play that song, man. It's a great song.
We will. We do.
I love the way they, I love just the way that song is, it's so plain spoken. It's sort of like if you were only listening to one side of a telephone conversation. I just love the way that it's written, because you understand everything that's going on, but you only hear one half the conversation. I just think it's a brilliant song, and she deserves a lot of success, and hopefully next year's her year.
Well, you got a lot of brilliant stuff on this record, dude. I'm super impressed by it, and we're excited for you. One more thing before we go, though. I wanted to ask, we always do a last laugh on our show, so we play a stand-up clip. I'm wondering who makes you laugh? Who's your favorite stand-up?
Oh, man. Jim Gaffigan, I think, is he's always a classic. And also, yeah. I was laughing the other night at It's Always Sunny. Just those guys, I think that's just basically a stand-up routine every episode. So
right,
yeah, man.
I started rewatching from season one, because I know that the season 14 or 15 is coming out.
It's crazy that they're still doing it. I can't believe it. It's
So I used to watch it all the time. So I told my wife, I was like, hey, you gotta start binge watching this with me. But she hasn't been into it as much as me.
I don't know how you don't just laugh every single episode. It's so hard.
It's so, so good.
Thanks, bro. Hey, congrats on the Real Men Wear Pink campaign. I was proud of you for doing that. And
Yes, thank you so much for the donation.
Yeah, man, I'll do it every time every year you do it, I'll be there for you. So thanks for putting that out there on your socials, and hope everybody supports next year too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.